This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. MARTA's board has adopted a new policy, a new code of conduct to improve the experience for riders on the train and aimed at what CEO Keith Parker has called knucklehead behavior. But how can that be enforced, and will there be the money to do it? MARTA's CEO Keith Parker joins us now. Mr. Parker, welcome back.
Thank you.
Knucklehead behavior, is that an adequate description?
What I've heard very consistently is that while very, very few people get physically assaulted or become victims of robberies or anything like that, people do have a general perception of fear when they ride the transit system. The panhandling, the people asking you to buy a CD or some movie from them, the horseplay, the eating visibly on the buses and trains makes them feel uncomfortable. And this effort is to clamp down on that uncivil behavior so that everyone can have a very good, dignified ride when they are on MARTA buses and trains and when you are waiting for our services at our platforms and at our bus stops.
But in order to make this effective, you would have to have lots of people to be the enforcement eyes and ears, not just the passengers who see something say something. You have to have somebody there to carry that out. Then you have to have folks to perhaps adjudicate it all on a case-by-case basis. Do you have that kind of manpower now, and where will you get the money to do it?
Yes, yes, and yes. The first step is to really market and promote the program so people know what's expected of them. A second component has been to significantly increase the presence of police officers on our buses, trains, at our platforms and stations, and so forth.
Where will you get the money to do that?
And essentially the main thing we're doing with our police presence is redeploying our services so that people are spending less time in their offices, at their desk, and that sort of thing, and more time face-to-face with our customer base. And I think that is the place where we need to have most of our police presence, is it directly in front of customers and so forth. So we're already seeing some very positive impacts from that. And, in fact, I get more positive comments about the police presence than pretty much anything else we've done up to this point.
But some of the cases, though, that might come up would be something that someone might appeal, for instance. Obviously, there are some things that are pretty blatant, but there are other things that are judgment calls. Let's say it's a day of a Falcons game, for instance, and folks are just rowdy going in. Then you say, okay, well, how do we sort this out? You'll need people to do that, too.
That's correct.
How do you work that out?
And what we'll have is a joint effort. Internal MARTA folks will serve on the appeals board as well as external people, and I'll be going to the board of directors asking for their suggestions as to who should serve in this role. The real good thing about this is that we don't have to jump out and have every single component of it completely ironed out, because it will be an evolutionary effort for us. As we develop the code and we see issues that need to be addressed with it, we'll bring it back to the board of directors to have it adjusted. Our goal is not to go out and make a ton of arrests. Our goal is not to create a police state. And we don't think that's what's going to happen. We think once people see that we're serious and a few people end up getting suspended, that they will then recognize that, wow, if I have been misbehaving on MARTA, it's not the place for me to do that in the future.
How do you enforce a suspension, though? Because let's say you take somebody's Breeze card away, they could use somebody else's Breeze card. I mean, how will you know when somebody who's been suspended is still using the system?
Well, it's an excellent question. It's one that comes up all the time. So let's say a person gets suspended for 30 days because they evaded the fare and they're a repeat offender. In fact, I had a state legislator say this, give me this very example. He said, when then the person puts on a baseball cap, puts on something he wouldn't ordinarily wear, some sunglasses, and then sits quietly on the train, and we don't notice him, I'd say mission accomplished. Our goal is to get people to behave themselves while they're on our buses and trains. If they don't do anything to bring attention to themselves, then that's exactly what we want. We want them to sit there nicely and quietly, not interfering with the ride and interfering with the overall experience of our customers. So if that's what happens, we're fine with it.
Any idea how much the code of conduct policy will cost?
Well, we set aside a few dollars for additional police presence, but not a lot. And we set aside some funds to market the program, but again, not a lot. We think that it will certainly pay for itself in the coming months and years.
MARTA CEO and General Manager Keith Parker. Mr. Parker, thanks so much for being with us, and we'll check in with you again.
Thank you.